You give me a whole bottle of cat's oil. And it is nasty, but it done the job. When I say thing, you know how high blood pressure in them days, like people have non-low blood. These doctors used to come around years ago, they tapped you. My father used to tap you. I don't know what the kind of tapping they've done now, but anyway, that's where they got, if you had too much blood, that's where you got some red from you. They used to tap people then. And if you had pneumonia, they take hog hoof, you know, when you kill a hog, you know, you save his hoofs.
Yeah.
And take that, you know, and put it in some water and steam it, you know, and steep it, you see, and then make you drink the that juice, you know, off of that hog hoof. And that'll cure you total pneumonia.
Hmm.
Sure would. Well, people got along much better then than they do now. You didn't tell nobody how to know high blood pressure then, sure didn't. And kidney trouble, never had that kind of stuff then. People were healthy years ago. Sure was.
Well, when you kill the hog, can you tell me about what you do with it?
Well,
what parts you'd use?
Well, all parts of the hog is quite good, but you take your backbone loose from your thigh rib, and you trim it up, you see, you take all the fat, and you run a lard. It's a big pain, you know, and cut that fine and put it on a stove, you know, and cook until all the grease come out of the meat, you see, and then your ham thing, you get them all shaped up and everything, and you salt them down. You put some salt on called tender quick salt, they call it, and that'll make that meat sweet. And you do your shoulders the same way, ham and the shoulders. And your head, you cook it, you know, and make hog head salad out of the head. And it eats good, too. Called hog head salad.
Do you use the blood for anything?
Well, I didn't food the blood. I just took the blood away. Because I guess the blood was good, I guess, but we didn't have to food no blood. But we always would say other stuff. And we take the trimming and make pokes out of it. Had a little grinder, you grind, you know, and put sage in there and I think pepper or something. That'd give it a season, you know. Yeah, that's good too. A lot of folks, they used to stuff them. Take guts, you know, and stuff it with sausage, the hog guts. That's what you call chitlin. I'm chitlin's good too. The hog got, he got two sets of guts. He got small and large. And the large, the guts are one good. And they eat good too. We call them hog chitlin.
Mm-hmm. What about the liver?
Well, liver is mighty good. Now tell me, liver makes blood. If you got a little blood, eat that liver, you know, and it, and liver make blood. See, it's liver, nothing but blood. It's full of blood, too.
Yeah.
Sure, it's liver full of blood. That's right.
Yeah. Would you ever put any salt or sugar cured meat in with your greens when you were cooking them?
Well, that's my wife do with it whenever she cooked greens, that's right, and give it a good season too. She'd, you know, cut off a piece of bacon and like a piece of slab bacon and just cut it, you know, on down, you see, and just didn't cut it in two, just slice it like, you know, put in the greens. That give them greens a season, and they really ate good. That's right.
When you cut the side of a hog,